Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. For this episode, I caught up with Alan Brown. He's the second term mayor of Texarkana, Arkansas. And we had a lot to talk over. He shared his vision for economic development on the Arkansas side, his impressions of the job so far, a couple of key vacancies in city government, that of city manager and police chief, street repairs, and a lot more. Whether you live on the Texas side or the Arkansas side, I think you'll be interested in what he has to say. Thanks again for listening, as always. And please, if you like the show, tell a friend, share a link. Mayor Alan Brown, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Doing good. Just coming off a little trip, so kind of rejuvenated now. So
there you go.
I went to a cooler part of the country, so.
That's the way to go this time of year for sure.
Took a little trip up Saratoga Springs, New York. Went over to Canada. So Shelby and I went with some friends. It was a pretty neat trip, but it was 55 degrees a couple of mornings there. So
isn't there a famous racetrack there?
There is, Saratoga. That's where we went.
Oh, cool.
They're running the Belmont at Saratoga this year because the Belmont track's under renovations. And we have some friends that have a horse that was running that actually live here in town.
Oh, great.
And he ended up fourth.
Yeah.
So, but horse's name's Honor Marie. And
Ran in the Derby.
He ran in the Derby.
Yeah.
He got fourth. He got bumped again.
Yeah.
But he's a really good horse. It was a neat experience, but weather was great. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I haven't invited you in here before now. I was kind of surprised when I look back. I'm like, wait, I've never done it with him before. So thanks for taking some time.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So you're in your second term. Why did you decide to run again? Why did you want to be mayor in the first place? A lot of people wouldn't envy this job.
That's a good question. I think that most of the people that business people and family friends started talking to me in 2017 about running.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate enough to work for the same business for almost 39 years now, and that business is Millway Credit Union, which is a finance business. And, you know, Millway's been very successful. You know, we started out as a very small company, and, you know, now we employ 40 people and take care of about 14,000 people's business, personal business, financial business here. And when I first came to work there, there was about 800 people. So they felt like I could use that experience to kind of maybe help with the city's financing on putting things together that would better position the city for the future. And, I've been president of civic clubs, and I've got a lot of experience. Back in 2000, when our church burned, Shelby and I belonged to First United Methodist downtown, and when it burned, mm-hmm. I was asked by the church to chair the building committee to rebuild that building, and it was quite an undertaking. Took 3 years, chaired that, and learned a lot about, you know, not only construction, but mm-hmm. learn a lot about organization and money,
and big city money, permits, I'm
city
sure.
permits, and working with people closing streets.
Yeah.
You know, I had a background previously of I served 10 years on the planning commission, and I served about 8 years on the board of adjustments. So I had that kind of.
That's
background.
Where the rubber really meets the road.
Yeah, the planning commission is really an important part of the city development process anyway. And I had that experience, and they just started talking to me about, you know, you need to do it.
Not to mention the Live United Bowl.
Not to mention the Live United Bowl. So started that in 2013, so we just did our 10th game. And I had a very good friend of mine in the officiating business. Most people know I worked over 20 years in high school football, and I worked 6 years in college ball and was working to get in the SEC. And had an unfortunate accident, broke my foot.
Oh, goodness.
Never got to go and retire, but we've had a kind of a heart for Division II football. My middle son, Jared, went on an athletic scholarship and played football at SAU. Mm-hmm. Shelby and I went to SAU, met at SAU, so felt like it was an opportunity for us to not only do something good for our community, but it was something to do good for the United Way. And mm-hmm. so we kind of started that thing, and it just kind of took off, and Everybody wants to play. And, you know, we've raised close to $100,000 for the United Way those 10 years, had some good years, some not. I think the disappointing thing that we talk about a lot, it's not really supported by our local community. It's certainly supported by these universities, but we don't get a lot of local people to buy tickets. And that's been disappointing because I thought surely that if you made something affordable, not everybody's football fanatics like we are, but you know, make something affordable, good family entertainment, you could also see a college football game, a good college football game right here in your back door.
Yeah.
It just hadn't hit that well, hadn't gone over that well with that. But started that, so they just kind of started talking to me about running, and at that time Mayor Bell had announced that she was running again. And Shelby and I decided that the answer was going to be yes. And so I called Ruth Penny up and Mayor Bell and expressed an interest in letting her know. I was expressing an interest in running. Had nothing to do with anything to do with her. It's just something that I felt like I wanted to do and that I could do a good job at. And she thanked me for calling her, and maybe a month after that, she withdrew. So I got my first election by default. And the second term, just not finished yet. You know, I've got quite a few things that the city's working on that I would like to see come to fruition. And it's been a little bit more difficult than what I want it to be. But, you know, when you have a city council and you have a mayor and you have a city manager form of government, you know, you want opinion.
Right.
You can be the leader of the meetings and represent the city at functions such as this and everything else that we do. But, you know, you're actually one person, and there's sometimes in our situations there's six other opinions, and it's hard to get things accomplished that, you know, I felt like was in the would be or I feel like would be in the best interest of the city. And you just kind of have to, you know, I've lost some what I thought were very important battles. A couple of those I think over the years, my first couple of years, I might have got started off on the wrong foot. You know, really pressure and some things that really needed to be fixed, and people thought I was trying to change Rome in a day.
Right.
But, you know, I just drew off of my experience, and the city wasn't really operating at that point in time, in my opinion, as the business it needed to be operating in. Plus, we have zero economic development. And that is what I ran on, and that's what I work on every day. I want to see economic development. It's unfortunate that we're not seeing it on the Arkansas side. We're working hard to get it. We have some excellent opportunities we can talk about in a few minutes where that's going, but not everybody sees it that way. You know, we just denied a permit to build some townhomes and things that weren't in the best interest of a neighborhood that didn't support it. That's disheartening because, you know, they're going to probably go to the Texas side or go somewhere else and build them. But it's also revenue to the city. And so you have to kind of balance those things, and you're not going to win every battle and to get everything done the way you want it, but try to get everybody on the same page has probably been the hardest thing for me to have to do on a daily basis, but just to keep plugging along. But the second term here, I'm really concentrating on just some great leads with the Ready Group on industrial development property.
Keep hearing about that. As you think it's getting close?
It's getting close. You know, When I talk about it, you know, certainly we have confidentiality agreements in place and stuff. But, you know, when I talk about it, it's just a difficult process. And there are a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross when you're dealing with companies that want to locate. I think this I have no doubt that this would have already happened had we not had COVID. When you're asking companies to invest millions of dollars in a local economy, they're certainly want to make sure that's a good investment for them. So COVID really turned everything back and got us behind. And then I think the good part about this project is we learn about this project and working with this particular client is it's growing. And so that's taking more time. So when we come up with something different, because this is a very large piece of property.
You know, I should explain to people, we're talking about a chunk of land that the Economic Development Organization Ready has.
They monitor it for us. They market it for us. The city and the county own it. We went through, it was kind of a weird story. We have a bond attorney that works for the city that I've gotten to know over the years. Jim Fowler works out of the Rose Law Firm. And, you know, I got to thinking about there's got to be ways to that communities invest in economic development, and having a finance background, he and I could get on the same page and discuss what the different options were that would be. And I told him that, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, doing some things that maybe we could partner with the county, maybe we couldn't. But this is a piece of property that's $4 million. We can't. Arkansas has a state statute that is basically a 5-year financing option. It's called 78, which means that any time you take out a note of any sort, loan for the city, it has to be paid back over a 5-year period. And certainly the city could not afford the indebtedness over a 5-year period on a $4 million note, even with the county's assistance. Right. It would certainly hurt our revenue from our general fund to pay that back. And I just started brainstorming with him and looking at some stuff. And I said, there's got to be a way to issue bonds, and there's got to be a way to put this together. But I also was very, it was very important not to use the land as collateral so that this land can be given to a institution, a business when they look to work out there. Yeah. And he called me up out of the blue one day after a couple of days and said, hey, we did this in 1973 with the city of North Little Rock.
Wow.
And he was actually one of the attorneys that worked on that. And we started rolling there. And I got a couple of the ready attorneys involved, and we just got to working on it. And then we started going to the county, and it just kind of worked out really well.
And the specific thing, is it called the Public Utilities Commission?
You have to have Public Facilities Board.
Facilities Board, yeah. Okay.
So the public facility, every pretty much every municipality has a Public Facilities Board. And the Public Facilities Board, the way I describe it, is a board that can act pretty much in – now, Terrace County, Arkansas, we had to change that. They can act for reasons of economic development.
Right.
But they normally would act in situations where there's a catastrophe. There could be a disaster. The one thing that came to mind when we were discussing and trying to explain to and being transparent with everyone as to what we were doing with the Public Facilities Board is if Millwood was to not function and it needed $60 million to get it running today to provide water to the community, we could use the Public Facilities Board and finance that over a 40-year period and get everything working, whereas by going through just the straight city, it'd be a long time getting that top done. So the Public Facility Board acts within the public interest, the best interest of the city. And so we were able to every municipality that we had researched, Jim and I had researched, had economic development in one of the reasons that they were formed.
Right.
We did not. And so that's the first thing we did. We got the board to approve adding that to that. And then we used the Public Facilities Board to issue the bonds that bought it.
Right.
And then we got a portion of that paid by Miller County.
Right.
We did everything, and then Miller County pays us, is paying back $1 million of that debt, bond debt, through themselves. And it's had a lot of lookers. It's got this real interested client that we're working with right now that I think is a complete home run. It just has hundreds of details that have to go in to making sure this is the right, this is lots of square footage. It's lots of employees. So it's, you know, it's taken a lot of time to do it. So it's not gone as fast as what I wanted it to, but I'm encouraged the meetings that we have. We actually have a lunch meeting again tomorrow. And I'm encouraged by the meetings that we have that we just have to be patient. And we don't make that call. We don't call that shot. So we're just going to do everything we can. I think my job as mayor and our city council's job and our city staff job and Reddy's job is to, as they pose these questions, we answer them.
Right.
And we get their answers as quick as possible, and we offer them the moon. We know that the state can help us with this project. This will be one of the largest projects the state of Arkansas has participated in.
Yeah.
And we know the county will help us, so we just have to keep working together. This is one thing that you can't be divided on. You're going to have to work together and pull this thing off. But I'm encouraged. There's been absolutely, I know there's tons of rumors out there and all that kind of stuff. There's not been any conversations about pulling the plug, not coming here. That could happen tomorrow. I don't think it will, but there's been none of that. All of our talks have been very positive.
That's great. And not all the economic development eggs are in that basket. What other sorts of things are you looking at to bring jobs and stimulate the economy on the Arkansas side?
Well, I think one of the first things that, I helped with and instrumental in was passing the entertainment district downtown. Mm-hmm. And I, when I sit back and I see the things the entertainment district has done for downtown, I mean, you're down here in, an office every day, but it's come with its issues. You know, I tell everybody that talks to me about it. We have a lot of people downtown that we have to take care of with a very short police force, short staff police force. But it's certainly brought economic development and it's created a few jobs. It's got people that have bought just about every building we have for sale down here. And so that kind of helped stimulate. It was different. Mm-hmm. It was something that, and, you know, it kind of gets the reverse effect because everybody that's out north of town and on state line, all that, think we're spending all of our money downtown. Right. We didn't really spend a lot of money downtown, but those merchants have chose to spend their money down here.
Yeah.
And so that certainly has helped. The Front Street Stage Project was something that I started talking about our former city manager, Jay Ellington, about. He took that bull by the horns, and we finally got that completed, and we've had a couple of concerts there. That's an outstanding venue. Public Works has worked tirelessly to try to finish that project. It's a great facility.
Yeah.
I'll check my schedule. I think I'm going there Saturday with the Juneteenth celebration to read a proclamation. They're using that facility, I think, this weekend. So, and it's available for community use. Mm-hmm. But it's also available for us to have just a huge concert down here, bring a lot of people downtown, spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so that is a good economic opportunity. I think that we've looked at our building permit fees, some things that we've been able to change here lately that encourage people to build. We've got two new subdivisions going up. We've got a lot of rental property going up. So it's getting better. Mm-hmm. There's still a long way to go. We're in need of housing. I don't think anybody will argue with that.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
It is. But, you know, we're certainly looking at a very large employer that potentially you would want to live here. So, you know, we've got to figure out a way to solve it and help these people get these things done.
Yeah, it doesn't help when no one wants multifamily housing in their neighborhood. You mentioned city manager a couple of times. That seat is vacant again for the second time in, what is it, less than 2 years?
We've got a good one in there now.
Yeah.
So we've got a good acting city manager in there. Tyler's very versed on what is going on in the city, which is important, in my opinion, to keep the city afloat, because that's what you want your acting city manager to do is make the day-to-day decisions.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple of things, and I've reflected on this since we received the resignation of Robert Thompson. And the city manager form of governments and the city managers nationwide are a dying breed. Mm. There's not a lot of them. There's five left in the state of Arkansas. I've never looked at the statistics for Texas, but there's only five city manager form of governments left in Arkansas. Hope is one of those right here in our back door. But
I never realized that.
Yeah, it's not. They all have mayor form of governments. Mm-hmm. And to some degree, even on off subject here a little bit, to some degree, in my experience since I've been mayor, you know, the municipal league that we rely on so heavily to help us with issues, to help craft policy, to use for legal advice with our city attorney. They've got another 450 mayor former governments that are member of the municipal league. We're five city manager former governments.
Right.
So who do you think they tailor most of their time and effort after? And so it's confusing to them, and they have to really spend some time. When we have some issues that deal with certain ordinances, certain interpretation of state statutes, we have to really get a good answer from them, because they'll rattle off maybe the mayor former government answer and then say, right, wait a minute, you got a city manager. So there's some issues with that. And so even in finding Robert Thompson, there was not a lot of candidates.
Yeah.
There was a lot of applicants, but there was not a lot of qualified,
right,
what I would consider qualified people that had the municipal experience to take the job. And so we'll start that process again on the 17th. We have a meeting coming up Monday We'll start that process again. Not for sure what direction the board will want to go. It's a board decision whether we use an outside firm, whether we use a local firm again, or we just maybe take applications through our HR department. I don't know.
Has it been soon enough that you might be able to go back to some of those candidates that you looked at the last time?
I think that's a possibility, but yeah. I will say if they're all employed now, they would be kind of short-term employed as well. It would be, you know, if they weren't happy in the situation they were in, they might be interested. But, you know, I've had several inquiries already just through my mayor email address, people I don't know but know that the job is open. Yeah. So, but we'll use the normal avenues to get it out there in our municipal league and state association magazines and all their websites and Facebook pages to have that opening, and we'll start that process again. But, you know, I want to reiterate in my opinion as mayor is that the city's in good hands, and Tyler knows what he's doing. We have a great staff in finance, the city clerk's office, Linda that works, everybody up there is doing what they can to make sure that we get everything taken care of with the city. We have another big responsibility that, you know, Tyler is working on right now, too. I didn't know if you were going to mention it or not, but that's finding a police chief. It's a big responsibility. It's a big responsibility. It's a big thing that we need to get done.
I'll tell you the question I hear most about that is why not hire from within? Wouldn't that help ensure someone sticks around for a while?
It would. I think that the issue that we have, without getting specific, and I don't want to certainly violate anything by talking about any personnel issues or anything like that, but we have a certain set of criteria and requirements for that position, and there are employees within our current police department that don't meet those requirements, so they could not be hired. So you've got to go, first of all, reiterate those requirements we have, and then seek applicants on that. Right. And that's kind of the process we're in right now. We're going to pick up the pace, start taking applications. Robert Thompson was working on that. Eddie Chataway is the police department's in great hands, in my opinion, right now. Eddie Chataway's been there for a very long time. He's the interim. You know, they're all working overtime. It's been a short police force. Even when Chief Cram was here, when Christy Bennett was here, we've lacked the numbers. We've said this probably twice in this interview already. We're not any different from anybody else. The Texas side is short police. All across the nation, people are short police department people. And it's a tough job. And I'm not for sure that I would want to do it. I'd have to have that burning desire to be in law enforcement to not only for the compensation, but the situations that we have allowed our communities that allow our police officers to get in in this day and time. And it's difficult. And, you know, realistically, years ago, people would say bye to their police officer husband or dad or whatever, and 99% of the time he came home.
Right.
And it's not that way now. I know in your bigger cities it's more difficult, and a lot more things happen than a small city, but those things happen here as well.
Yeah.
And it's you never know what you're going to run into.
Yeah. What else is coming down the pike that you guys are going to have to deal with soon?
Well, I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about public works as far as what's on everybody's mind. And that's, you know, how do we fix all these roads? How do we, you know, we have potholes. We've had horrendous weather. We have limited resources at the city, and we have more streets than we can fix. But people don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know, the streets that people live on, that's their primary concern is when are you going to fix this street? I supported a few years ago, I supported the street study. We had a street study that was done. I support that street study. There are some of our board members that don't think that we need to use the street study. There are a lot of residents that don't believe in the street study. It was done by an unbiased company that knows what they're doing.
It's just a way to sort of prioritize.
It prioritizes the condition of those streets. And when you take all of those streets, what we've tried to do and what Public Works has tried to do is go through that list. Go through that list and start working on them as funds become come available through the general fund. We use $3 million of our ARPA money to go fix some of those streets, and that's a prioritized way, and it's a, in my opinion, it's a not a non-political way. And what I mean by that is, if the street I live on, which is in really poor condition, was on that list, we ought to go fix it. But if it's not on that list, I don't want to fix it till the money becomes available.
Right.
But we have that street study to use. We've done over $6 million in the last 3 years. We have projects that are approved right now we can't even get to. We've had asphalt issues when asphalt rose to triple digits from what we were used to paying. So if you're going to try to do 300 yards, you could only do 100 yards.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just one thing after the other. You just can't get a break.
Yeah,
but I think that there are some things that I would like to see happen before this term ends that I think that we can do to boost Public Works, maybe an additional bond issue, maybe some things that I can use my financial experience on to help get some of those things taken care of, because I know that is number one. I get it through my email. Public Works gets it. City manager gets it. We get something like that every day.
It's just something that people experience firsthand every day.
Tear your car up. Yeah. You do all that. And it's just been horrific over the last year. The weather has just been, you know, it's just now stopped raining. So, you know, we're behind in mowing. We're behind, you know, we just have so many things to do with such limited staff. We've boosted Public Works employees, you know, setting up another crew. We do a number of things that we can within our budget, because, you know, my thing has been, since I have been mayor, is I want the city's coffers to be as good as they can be. Our savings account coffers need to be more than what they are today. Why do I say that? Because things are cost double what they cost when that physical policy was addressed years ago and said you need 60 to 60. Now we've raised it to 62 days in the fund balance, and it crimps you. And I don't want the city to fall back on those times, because once we fall back below those 60 days in our fund balance, we have to get approval to pay something, get approval to go do this, get approval to go. That is not the way to operate. You need all the money you can get in that. So I don't favor spending everything that all that surplus that you have without trying to increase that savings account a little bit to make the city better off down the road.
Right. And ready for another COVID or another ice storm or what have you.
Yeah, sure. It's but, you know, I want the city healthy, but I do want the city spending the money where it needs to spend it. I think in Public Works, the street study is a great example to help us do it. It's open to the public. People can see where their streets are, and as this money becomes available, you know, we've had some better years, and we've not had. Our sales tax revenue right now is about the same. You know, you're not experiencing 10, 12, 15% increases in your sales tax revenue, where naturally all this money would come to pad the general fund. And I can tell you that, quite frankly, that I would support that revenue, that increase in that revenue straight into Public Works.
Right.
I know it needs it. I know we need to fix some of them roads. I think one of the big important things that we've done since I've been mayor, too, is we've taken care of our employees. You know, before I became mayor, they haven't had a raise since 2012. And they've gotten the 2.5% raise for the last 3 years. So that takes money.
Yeah.
And so that surplus that's coming in and your sales tax revenue has helped taking them care of them as well, because we're no good without them.
Right.
You know, so.
What can people do to help you?
Get involved. You know, we don't for the most purposes, we don't have a lot of people involved in our city. What I mean by that, I mean, there's, you know, we've got elections coming up. I bet we don't have a lot of people wanting to run. That would just be my guess. I hope we do. You know, get involved and run. I'm actually having lunch tomorrow with some guys that have set up a lunch for me to talk to some people about getting more involved in the process. You know, do little things for your community. You know, we have a lot of people talking about, and we have a lot of people that do this, and I really appreciate that. I do this out in my area. We have a lot of people that pick up trash because we can't possibly get to all of it.
Right.
But, you know, do those types of things. But get involved and understand what's going on with the city. You know, watch our meetings on YouTube.
Get to know your ward director.
Get to know your ward director. But our meetings are published. They're published usually 4 or 5 days in advance. The agenda, the packet, everything's out there. We have a citizens communication time at the beginning of every meeting where, with some rules, you can come discuss any issues that you can come up there and praise somebody. But, you know, you use that platform to bring attention to, some things that we may not be aware of. That has happened a couple of times. You know, Public Works is not, aware of every situation that happens. You know, we learn of new flooding areas all the time. You know, when you have the rain we've had a couple of weeks ago in 30-minute span, you develop new areas that, you know, we got to figure out we need to go address because we don't, you know, the city doesn't want those things to happen either.
Of course.
And, get involved. I mean, just let us know, you know, what's going on with you. But use your city man, use your city board meeting as a platform. But even if you don't do that, you can watch it on YouTube. Some of them, our meetings typically aren't very lengthy,
right?
Watch them on YouTube. You can watch them live on YouTube, and if not, you could go back and replay it. But you know, get involved. You know, I have a lot of people that talk to me about a lot of stuff. I've never seen them at a meeting.
Right.
You know, and so, but I would just say, you know, get involved. If you want to make the community a better place, you need to know what's going on in the community. So maybe you could help us do something we're not aware of.
Right. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We're about out of time. Stay in touch. Good luck.
It'll be a busy rest of the year. You know, yeah. I was thinking, Shelby and I were on this trip, and I was thinking that, man, you know, when we get back, we take a Florida vacation every year with our kids and grandkids, and we leave the day after the 4th of July every year. We've done it for almost 20 years now or longer with the same families that go with us, and that's 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already practically July.
I know.
And, you know,
the elections seem like they're just around the corner now, too.
When you get 60 and over like me, it flies. It flies by. But these jobs and these things like this right here keep me younger.
There you go. Got to stay on your toes.
But, you know, I want to, you know, do what I can to help our community grow. You know, my kids came back here. They live here. They've all bought homes here. My grandkids are here. And I, you know, one of them runs a business here. One of them teaches. Two of them work for another company. One of them's a self-employed farmer. You know, one of my daughter-in-laws works for the hospital. So, I mean, they're all staying here. And I want to, you know, I want to keep working for them to make this the place my grandkids might want to come back to. Because it's a great town.
Yeah.
We have our issues, but it's, you know, it's a great town. It's a great town. But if we can keep the economic development going get some streets and roads fixed like we tell everybody we're going to do, it'll be a better place.
Well, that sounds like a great place to end it. Thanks again for spending some time
with us. Thank you, girl.
On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast. Recorded in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Follow On the Line on our website, texarkanagazette.com/podcast. To support the show, post a positive review wherever you get your podcasts. And please, spread the word by sharing a link or telling a friend. I write, produce, and edit the show, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at krichter@texarkanagazette.com and let me know what you think. I'll see you next time on The Line.